There's a lot of context for today. First of all, today is the biggest single outreach day of St. Paul's in our entire calendar year. Today, with the gifts that you've brought and the gifts that were brought at the earlier service and the gifts that were brought all last week for people who couldn't be here today, over 480 tags were taken off of the St. Nicholas tree. I can't imagine the thousands of dollars that 480 tags, each one representing sometimes more than one gift or a really large gift, the amount of money that is. We're in the season of giving, and this is our part as a parish family to reach out to the community. I noticed yesterday in the parking lot while the children were here practicing for the pageant, and there were several hundred cars in the parking lot, that there were Christmas wreaths on grills and there were a lot of antlers on vans, many colored vans with antlers on the top. And someone I talked to yesterday told me about this really good road that you should ride on. Two of them, one in Cary and one in Holly Springs, to see the best lights that there are that are out for this season. So we're in a season of celebration, a season of light, a season of joy, a season of sharing. All of this is coming on, and what we're building up to is the celebration of the incarnation, the celebration of God becoming truly human. God with us, God among us as a human being. And in our gospel lesson today, you can tell that there's not much understanding of this still. John the Baptist is trying to talk a little bit about being prepared. I like the translation that says, prepare the way, prepare the way. In this translation today we read, it says, make the pathway straight for the Lord. They're thinking John might be the Messiah, or must be Elijah, or must be someone. But John says, no, it is not I, and I am not worthy of him. But he also says the light is coming. The light is coming into the world. And he promises that light is a part of us. In my view, the prophet Isaiah, Paul's letter from the Thessalonians and part of the gospel, each one of those could be a mission for us. This season stirs our vision. It stirs our vision when we go around and we see the lights and we see the sharing and we have opportunities to give and we have holiday parties, and it stirs our vision and it stirs our faith to find the light, to know who God is. But I have a question, the same one that the people asked of John. What is this incarnation? Who is God among us, God with us? How do we understand the mystery of the incarnation? And I wonder, certainly not with any judgment, I just simply wonder, I think the answer is both. Does this season help us understand the incarnation more, or does it distract us from understanding more about the incarnation? God with us, God among us. We had a wonderful vision today of the Christmas pageant at our 9 o'clock service, where several hundred children gathered up in this small space and represented the shepherds and the wise men and the angels and the Holy Family and the soldiers and the baby Jesus. They were all here, and nearly 600 people were here. And many of us with tears in our eyes seeing these children representing and telling the Christmas story. So I invite you to ponder the question of how the spirit of this season, how does the spirit of this season help you understand God incarnate? each one of these lessons we read today from Isaiah and Thessalonians and in the gospel, each one of them is a part of the mission of God for us. Visiting the poor, visiting, taking care of orphans and widows, bringing comfort to those who are grieved. Each one of those, what is your mission? Which of these do you relate to as the mission? John the Baptist said the light is coming. The light is coming into the world. And he reminds us, his words remind us, that we are the light bearers. And my question to leave you with today is, in this time of open hearts, open lives, in this time of joy and celebration, can we carry that not just one month every year, not just in December? Can we carry the light, the mission of Christ, being fed by the vision that we're fed with here in this community of faith? Can we carry that and share that with others 12 months a year, always in our hearts, as we bear the light of Christ to others?